Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-30-
the hooking lighter light with all that famous firehouse flavor for just $5.49, with steamed turkey, ham, and Monterey Jack on a light roll with veggies, mustard, and light mayo. I quit laughing. I wasn't too full or filled. I was fulfilled. The Firehouse Subs Hook and Ladder Light. Believe in the hero of all subs.
Saturdays in the Garage from Advance Auto Parts.
So I'm trying out this Mobile One Full Synthetic.
Yeah.
5 quarts for only $27.99 from Advance Auto Parts. It keeps any engine running like new.
Like new, huh? Sounds like the perfect oil for an old car with two dented bumpers and a rusty fender.
Hey, man, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Like your sweet collection of soft rock tapes?
Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. Also available at participating CarQuest Auto Parts. See store for details.
When your customers call, the last thing you want them to hear is this.
Please stay on the line. Your call is important to us.
Or this.
I'm out of the office right now, but leave a message.
Good morning.
Definitely don't want them to hear this. What you do want them to hear is you. Which is hard because running a small business, you're rarely ever in one place. Introducing OneTalk from Verizon. Now your desk phone and smartphone can work together on one number and ring at the same time, so you won't miss a call. Calls can easily be passed between your phones, so your conversations go where you go. And when you're not available, OneTalk helps find the right person who is. So wherever work takes you, you can put your customers first. And they don't have to listen to any more of this.
It's going to keep growing at maybe 3, 4, 5.
Learn more at onetalk.com and see why more small businesses choose Verizon. Because in business, better matters. OneTalk capable desk phone must be purchased from Verizon to support some of these features. Results based on third party study.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V Twin Power Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the Big Wheel Magnum Bagger or the Liquid Cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017. Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Right. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
It's just because it's a great
thank you
for
believing.
1 minute.
Thank you for your trust. Thank you for being turquoise.
1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute.
You
gotcha.
For giving them the opportunity to serve you. In the name of New Alliance and with all their heart, thank you. Come to Turquoise. Come to New Alliance.
Are you looking to continue your studies so you can improve your job? Then register today at the Conalep. At the Conalep, you can work to receive your high school certificate, a professional technician's title, and many other vocational classes. You might even be able to receive a scholarship. Visit them at your nearest Conalep or at gob.mx/Conalep. Proudly Conalep, Secretary of Public Education. This program is public, unrelated to any political party, and shall not be used for purposes other than stated in the program.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, in front of the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, I will share with you that our wine guru, Robert Mott, will be checking in I don't know if he's going to be in Napa, San Francisco, or La Quinta, but we'll find him somewhere this morning. And we are honored to have Linda Eisenman back with us, Preferred Home Brokers. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is National Waffle Day. No, I'm not saying to go back and forth or... For those indecisive people, you know me, I'm one all about food. So we're going to waffle, eat those waffles. Where are you going to get a great waffle? I could probably think of a few places that I might indulge in today, but you share with me, Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook, or you can tweet it at Ron Siegel. Any one of the above will do. No, one of them that I haven't figured this out. Maybe you can help me out. And over by Chapman University, they've got that, what is it, Broxy's Waffles or whatever that is. Haven't been able to figure out why they've always got a line there. It must be very, very good, but I just haven't found the right thing to order. Maybe it's maybe I'm just a little slow. We'll figure that out. Talking about slow, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 41 points so far today. Oil down $1.43 a barrel, $1.43 a barrel. The oil is down. Look at it. See, I'm sure the state. Wow. Oil is $1.40. Remember this. Prices always go down slower than they go up. They go up faster. AAA national average on gasoline today, $2.18.9, up another 1.2 cents. Here in the state of confusion, we're still on average $2.66.7 a gallon. Getting close to the prices they have in Hawaii again. And I did just notice they're trying to get some more of the green issues getting passed in California. So maybe we can get a little higher gas prices here, see if they can help us out with that. We're getting a little spoiled when we're getting these prices this low. And I must share, Costco still $2, like $2.20 a gallon. I paid it locally here in Orange County this week. I paid the same price out in the Coachella Valley, $2.20 a gallon. So that alone is probably worth the membership, just saving that money if you live near a Costco. And moving right along, what is the 10-year Treasury doing? Because that's what's affecting our home loan interest rates. That's up ever so slightly, not even enough to mention. U.S. 10-year Treasury, again, 1.551. That's the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Sorry about that, seniors. That's that hurts the money. Income. The right side, we are at 1.549 as I speak to you on the 10-year Treasury. In Germany, they don't even get all their money back. And in Japan, they don't get their money back either. So they're both negative interest rates on their 10-year instruments in Germany and in Japan. Best yield yet out of the majors that we watch, all coming out of the U.S. And remember, we'll see this tomorrow morning. We'll see if this how close we get. The 30-year fixed rate loan, historically, you simply add 1.76 to the U.S. 10-year Treasury, and that's a fairly typical spread on those products. 1.76 is the add-on. In the markets today, yesterday, if you remember, we had a great report come out on new home sales. So the new home sales were way above expectation. Today, the National Association of Realtors reports single family home sales fell 3.2% in July to an annualized rate of 5.39 million units. The economists we're expecting 5.51 million units as the annualized number. most of the reports that I am seeing right now, most of the reports that I'm seeing is that this has significantly to do with tight inventory around the country and prices continue to, that helps prices go up. So we're going to talk to Linda Eisenman about that a little bit later in the broadcast. I get a lot of confusion over the programs that we did the last couple of days. I've had quite a few messages coming into me. So I wanted to share this with you again. Hopefully I'll be able to clarify a little bit the three different types of, I don't know how you want to call it, preliminary reviews of your financial services or your financial status when you're looking at buying a new home or an existing home. So think about this. You've got three different programs. You've got, there's one of them, and they can be very, very subtle differences, and many people don't even know to look for the differences. You've got a pre-qualification. That is the lightest approval there is, pre-qualification. That's basically where you've submitted documentation, you've submitted an application to a lender, and they've done a cursory look. They've put it maybe into their loan origination software, and they said, yeah, based on what we see here, you probably are going to qualify. The next level of scrutiny will be the pre-approval. Now, here's where the confusion comes in, because the pre-approval basically takes the information that's been put into the loan origination software, and then you're able to take it the next step, and they run it through an automated underwriting system. And I'm not going to get too muddy. There's two different basic automated underwriting systems that we look into, but those will tell, are you eligible, are you approved or not approved? But here's the issue, is that information is only as good as the data entered to it. So when you hear somebody say, well, we only will accept a pre-approval, and maybe a real estate professional is going to ask to see the automated underwriting approval, the data that gets put into it, if that's all erroneous, well, they're going to get a bad reading on it, and it's going to do you absolutely no good, but at least it'll make somebody that's a novice or non-professional feel good that they've got that done. Now, the third step, and this is the one that's not as frequent, not as common, a totally underwritten file. So you've got a pre-approved and underwritten file that is simply done with a to-be-determined address. That means it's, the way I refer to this, and I share this with a lot of folks, it's kind of a dual track. And none of this should cost you as a consumer anything. None of it should cost you anything at all to go through this dual tracking system or the automated underwriting. Those are all things that lenders do. So here's the issue, the underwritten approval. Once you get the underwritten approval and a lender is working closely in conjunction with a great real estate professional, they're going to be able to make an offer that says, we've already been approved, not pre-approved, but the loan is approved subject to the appraisal and the title report. Now, that helps with contingencies because you don't need to put as much contingency time in there because the underwriter has already blessed the loan. They've already got the conditions out or maybe even back. So while you're going out and finding your next home with a great real estate professional, the underwriting has already been done. You get to close a little bit faster. The seller gets a better comfort level in a market like this. And just a little bit more. I hope that helps you understand these three different types. If you don't understand them, give me a call, 800-306-1990. The team at Gold Star does all of them for you. And again, no charge on any of it. So even if you don't use them, you've got that done, better for you. And you're not locked into anything because until the notary comes, there's nothing that you're committed to. Now, the real estate contract, that's a different issue. But from a lending standpoint, until it's notarized, it is up for grabs. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Robert Mott will be joining us. We will chat about decanting wine. Should you? And we're going to talk to Linda Eisenman about new homes, existing homes? What's the difference? What you need to know? Big contract issue there that we're going to chat about. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investment? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it
help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission. Lending partners will give a credit at closing. The title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer is there to assist you. Three ways your credit report could be wrong about you. There's a lot of ways that it's probably wrong about you, but shortening your credit history is number one. You have to look at the, there's dates on there. One of the big issues, and I see this one most commonly, you've got a credit card that you've had for 5, 6, 7, 10 years. They have it listed on there as the months of service being 47. Now, based on my math, and I did went to math class a long time ago, 47 would not be 5, 6, or 10 years. Now, the maximum number they can put in that column is a two-digit number, so 99 is the maximum. But if you have a 47 versus 48, your credit score will jump on your length of activity on that credit item. Making you look irresponsible. Two damaging things that can appear on your credit reports are delinquent accounts and late payments. Now, again, you got to try and make sure you keep them accurate. I've seen reports. I just saw a report last week where it's an automatic debit account where they automatically pull somebody's mortgage, yet they're showing that they had a 60-day late. Doesn't quite add up when there's plenty of money there. And then they get a letter saying that it's corrected, and it still shows up 3 months later as a late on there. Got to watch those on a regular basis. Having accurate information, just like I was just mentioning, if you have a lot of addresses and they're not yours, get them corrected. Maybe there's a lot of addresses and there's slight differences all to the same property. Those show a lack of stability, and the reports do count that in, or maybe multiple names, aliases. A lot of issues to watch out for. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Just looking at some very interesting notes on wines. One of them that I saw here really intrigued me. It's about decant wine. Yes, no, and does age have anything to do with it?
The answers are all of the above.
Okay, so we're moving right along. No, I'm just kidding.
So as usual, there's no hard and fast rule on that. A lot of people ask me that question now. Should I decant my older wines? But you know, there's kind of almost urban legend aspect of this, about our wine legend aspect about this, how decanting is always good for a wine, and some people abide by that theory. My take on that is a little bit different. I think it's really it's on a case-by-case basis. It really comes down, first and foremost, of course, it's a personal choice. As you and I both know, Ron, there's no such thing as good wine and bad wine. There's wine that you like and wine that you don't like. And so it may be good or bad to you, but it's a personal choice as far as what your flavor profile is. So anyway, I tend to be on the real conservative side of decanting. Generally, I choose not to decant if the wine is more than 10 years old. However, like I said, there are a lot of people that would argue with me on that and tell me that I'm absolutely wrong. But I'll tell you my reasoning behind this. Like I say, it's a judgment call. So let's go back to decanting 101 here and kind of go over the two main reasons you might want to decant a wine. Number one, decanting can help a wine breathe or aerate, which can help make a wine more expressive beyond just swirling it in your wine glass. So that's why I tend to employ decanting on younger wines more often than I do older wines. However, what can help open up one wine, another wine fade more quickly. So remember that essentially when you add oxygen to it, when you aerate a wine, you're essentially prematurely aging the wine. You're helping the aging process along by allowing that oxygen in there. So the second reason you would want to decant, and this is what comes down to older wines more often. The main reason that you'd want to do that is to separate the wine from its sediment. As you and I talked before, Ron, as wine ages, it tends to be some of the tannins in it and some of the other components of the wine tend to polymerize. In other words, they make larger molecules. And so when that happens, they become heavier, and they become heavier or less buoyant or less in solution with the rest of the wine. They tend to fall out. So when you open an older wine, many times you'll see, or after you've poured it out, you'll notice that there's, part of the bottle where the side it was laying down on has a stain on it, or has some debris on it, some sediment there. So one thing to do in that case, if you're really truly trying to separate the sediment from the rest of the wine, is handle it very, very gently. I think the thing that you want to do, many people want to stand the bottle up for several days or a day, let the sediment. When you get your decanter, pour the wine very steadily and slowly into the decanter, stopping it really the first sign of sediment coming out of the bottle. It isn't harmful, but it can certainly be unpleasant and gritty and have to be a real pain to get through your glasses and your decanter as well. But all that background information. So getting back to the fundamental question here, to decant or not to decant. So I think really the best method here for deciding is taste the wine first without decanting. I know that's kind of an interesting way to approach it. It's like taste your food before you put salt and pepper on it kind of thing. If the wine has lots of fruit and is bright and alive and maybe a little bit more tannin than you would like, then perhaps decant it. It might actually improve the wine. If, on the other hand, the wine is a little bricky in color, perhaps a little bit brooding in character, shows a little bit of that, people sometimes say, grandmother's attic kind of dustiness to it, and just has just enough fruit and brightness left to enjoy, then I would recommend leaving it in the bottle and pour it very gently into your glass. In fact, I would finish that bottle relatively rapidly because it's going to change fairly rapidly, even after you open it, even if you do not decant it. But if you decant it, you're just going to accelerate that process. So anyway, pay particular attention in that case. If you're pouring for the bottle, an older bottle, when you're near the end of it, try not to tip it up and just empty it out because you'll get that sludge, that sediment in the bottom in your glass, and that mouthful of sediment at the end of a great bottle of wine usually is not the way you want to remember it. So lots of information there, Ron. I'm sorry, I probably rambled on, and hope people were able to follow that. But really, use your judgment as the bottom line. Taste the wine first. It's bright and alive. Think about decanting it. If it still tastes a little old, think about not decanting it.
So the bottom line there is you can, once you figure that all out, the other option there for somebody like me that just likes a great glass of wine or bottle of wine, short straw. That way it doesn't get, you know, stand the bottle up, get a short straw, and you'll be just fine.
That will work, yeah. You may lose a little bit that transition, but it'll certainly keep you honest there.
But I bet it gives you great talking points, and people will be pointing at you all over the restaurant when you do that. Just a thought there. Let's think about that. Being that we're talking about great wine, sometimes old wine. So last week we spoke a bit, I think, about going up to Napa and visiting some of the facilities there. Wanted to get your thoughts on buying wine. If I want some now, I want some later. What are your thoughts about purchases there? Is it buy a lot, buy a little? I know I saw the notes here, and it says if I want to save some for later. I didn't believe you meant once I opened up and kept half a bottle for later. So let's think about that one.
Okay. Yeah, it's always an interesting conundrum when you're up there, you're in the spirit of things, you've had a glass or two of wine or a few tastes of wine, and, you know, for some reason, wine always tastes better in the wine country. I mean, it's a hard and fast rule. You know, many times that you're up there, you taste the wine, you think it's fabulous, and you get home and you're a little disappointed.
Especially late afternoon after you've had been to the three or four wineries before that.
Exactly, and it happens. It happens all the time. So don't be, kind of set your expectation there. It's going to happen to you in that case as well. But when you find a great wine. And a lot of this depends on your budget, as you know, you're always good at pointing out people need to have a plan and live within their budgets and make sure that they do things that they're comfortable with when it comes to financial decisions, like buying wine, like buying houses as well, but certainly buying wine as well. But if you find a wine that you like, and assuming that, like most of us, you have a little bit of a budget there and not unlimited funds, and like most of us, your cellar space is a little bit of a concern, so maybe you don't want to be, adding to your 20,000 bottle cellar. Maybe you have a 100 bottle cellar, and you really don't have more than 5 or 6 slots open in it, or whatever. One thing I always try to do is you want to have enough wine that you can enjoy both now and later. So the kind of the bottom line rule I have is a 3-bottle rule. It works really well. If you buy 3 bottles, most of us will open 1 bottle pretty soon within the next couple of weeks, certainly, or maybe that same evening when we get home, and save the other 2 for some other revisit later on. The concern is if you purchase only 1 bottle, it becomes so precious to you that you may never want to open it. And then if that bottle turns out to be corked or flawed in some way, and you'll be kind of left with a kind of an incomplete memory. That's kind of a basic time. If you're something you have a lot of confidence in, 6 bottles is not a bad thing either. That way you can kind of share it around, share it to all your other wine friends as well, and do really well with that. But I think that's the main thing is I kind of go with that 3-bottle rule as kind of a basic starting point for a wine that I really love at the wine country. But visit early and often and enjoy that wine.
Great information. And I like your six bottle idea there, Robert. Three for you and three for your favorite wine host or radio host, right?
Exactly.
Just great information, as always, from Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, new home versus existing homes. We're going to talk about that, get a little education there. How retirees should assess their liquid assets. And is the housing market slowing down? We'll chat about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
UDirect IRA services help thousands of Americans invest their IRA outside of the stock market, into real estate, land, private notes, and more, to improve their financial future. UDirect IRA is a third-party administrator providing complete and accurate information on self-directed IRAs so you can make the most of your retirement funds. Educating individual investors and professionals is the cornerstone of UDirect IRA. We have events right here in Southern California geared towards self-directed investing. We also offer webinars, so no matter where you are, you can learn to earn. Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869052.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. You can get the true equity position of your real estate holding. Can't get that from those online services. You've got to talk to somebody. Is there figures that the online services just don't know that go into the valuation? Housing market slowing down? Well, don't tell that to the builders. Many experts have been calling upon home builders to ramp up construction to help with the lack of existing inventory for sale. For the past 2 months, new home sales have surged with July's total coming in at the highest since October 2007. Latest estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau and Department of Housing and Urban Development show that sales in July were 31.3% higher than this time last year and 12.4% higher than last month at a seasonally adjusted rate of 654,000. Now, before you get too excited about this 654,000 number, we need about 1.5 million new units every year just to cover new household formation and obsolescence. So even though the numbers are up, we're still a bit below where we really need to be. And maybe that has to do with the fact that people are not moving as frequently. I've shared that number with you, that statistic with you. It had been that we held our houses 6 years through the recession and up until, I think it was 2014, it was up to 10 year old. 2015 was down at 9 years. We'll see what comes in for 2016. It's a little too early to tell that number yet. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. So it's very interesting numbers there when we watch some of the numbers that come out, economic numbers, because we see that new home sales were up. Yet this morning we saw the number come out from the National Association of Realtors that existing homes fell 3.2%. And the big reason that they're giving for existing homes falling is a lack of inventory, excessive demand. I'm going to chat with Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers. What have you seen, Linda? Are you seeing that our sales, are sales still flying? Is there inventory available?
There's more inventory today, I believe, Ron, than what we saw in early spring, because I think we were in a faster moving market in the very beginning of the year, especially early spring, late spring. And some of our days on the market is a little longer now than what we experienced at that time. But that has a lot to do with pricing because, you know, prices have continued to go up. So I think that's a big part of it.
So do you find it with pricing going up? Do you find that it becomes a challenge in getting the appraisals to come through or the appraisers keeping up with those price variances?
I think for the most part, the appraisers are really doing a good job out there for the majority of them. Every now and then we do have an appraisal issue, but not real often. I mean, but there's got to be some kind of basis. There's got to be some kind of foundation for other sales in the general area of comparable properties in order to bring an appraisal in. You just can't pick a number out of air.
And that's what a lot of us as a consumer do. And because I don't know about you, I've always, the people I talk to, every one of them, their house is the best one on the market.
Oh, of course.
Right? And they can't figure out how an appraiser couldn't value their property more than everybody else's.
You know, I just went through this with a home seller a couple of days ago because they have kind of a unique situation. Their home is very highly upgraded, absolutely gorgeous, located in Irvine. Technically, it's a condominium. And because it's in an association, it's got association pools, plus the master association has pools, but this condominium has its own pool in the backyard.
Wow.
Which is quite unusual.
That is.
So we've got to find a buyer who's willing to pay more for this type of condominium than a traditional condominium because it has a pool in the backyard. And it may be worth it to this home seller, but it may not be worth it. They may not see the same value for a future buyer. So it's a unique situation.
Sounds like it's going to be fun with an appraiser as well because they're not used to seeing a condominium with a pool in the
backyard. That's right. It's more like a PUD where it's a relatively small lot. It's probably about a 4,000 square foot lot. And it's an end unit, so they actually had room to tuck a little pool and spa in there. But again, it gets back to value. Was it a value to the particular seller who's now the buyer who's now the home seller? Versus a new buyer, and we just haven't found the right new buyer yet who's willing to pay the additional price.
So then you just have to plan on it taking a little longer to find something.
Probably.
Interesting. So we came out with this new home, and I want to chat with you because I know you've got extensive experience and you teach people about the contracts. And one of the issues that I really want you to share with us, when somebody goes in, and I'll say this so you don't have to, don't ever go into a new construction property and give them your name unless you're going with your broker because you need somebody to protect you. That's what we're going to talk about. So Linda can share that. You know, I don't sell real estate, so I can ethically say, you know, put down Mickey Mouse as your name if you go into a new construction project. They're going to want to keep a list, and then they won't work with your broker or at least won't pay them, but you're going to still pay the fees. So one of the things I wanted to bring up, Linda, when you're dealing when you're dealing with an existing home, California Association of Realtors has a contract that's pretty blanket that people use, right?
It's very extensive. Absolutely, yes. Most of us who are members of the California Association of Realtors do use that particular contract. Although, it's what's interesting, Ron, at one time, different brokers, and it's been years ago, they used to have their own contracts. And that was very difficult because you could go from broker or realtor to realtor. They could have different contracts. But we've had for years now, we've had standardized contracts. And knowing all of the forms is essential for not only the realtor you're working with, but hopefully that realtor is going to communicate the basics to the home buyer, to the consumers out there. Because you need to know what you're committing yourself to.
Sure. And they're extensive. I mean, I received a contract. I was working on one looking with last night. Probably about 10 o'clock at night, and I think the contract and all the addendums and all the counters, probably 30 or 40 pages, I think.
Close to it, yes. Depending upon how many addendums that come over the initial offer. Typically, when we get an offer that's sent over by another agent and we're representing the seller, there's going to be anywhere from maybe 27 to about 33 pages. But there are more addendums that do end up going with it. And by the way, one of the biggest ones is the California Statewide Buyer Seller Statewide advisory, and that's a really, really important disclosure for a buyer or a seller really to have in advance. So anybody,
explain that one to us a little bit.
Well, it's a disclosure that basically it spells out right on the very first page what the responsibilities are for the home seller, what the responsibilities are for the home buyer, and these are all in bullet points, by the way. And then the bottom part of page one spells out the duties and the responsibilities of the disclosures. And the next 11 pages that goes along with that 12-page disclosure are the different things that buyers and sellers need to know about home buying or home selling in the state of California. And not every paragraph, not every part of it is germane. It's not always applicable, but it's a general disclosure. And most buyers out there and most sellers can ask their realtor for it in advance. I like for people to have it in advance because they're going to be asked to sign it. And
sure,
there's so many pages, you want them to know what they're signing in advance.
And again, that's one of the benefits of using an experienced real estate professional who says, you know something, I know that this is coming up in advance and says, here's the document, take a look at this. That way, when we get to the stage where you need to know it, you're comfortable. And if you have questions, that's a biggie. It's amazing how many people I hear that they don't read it and then they don't question it if they don't understand something. And unfortunately, I think a lot of the agents don't understand it themselves.
Well, I tend to agree with you. And you really don't get to it until there's a problem, until there's an issue, because a real estate transaction is also very fluid. It's very fluid. Things can change actually daily. And sometimes it depends upon what shows up in an inspection report. Could also depend upon the appraisal. Some things could vary depending upon the buyer's qualifications. But it's a very fluid process.
And you and I have talked about this before, the idea that even with as many years as you've been in the industry, there's always speed bumps.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
Right? And the benefit of somebody that's done this for a day or two is they know how to navigate those. Right? So a speed bump doesn't become a block wall or a spike strip.
You're right.
Right? I mean, that's the big issue. I want to talk a little bit about the new home contract and how that might differ. We're going to do that when we come back with Linda. And who's going to pay for your education and to protect you? That's going to be a big issue that we want to talk about. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about how retirees should assess their liquid assets. All that and more when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? You earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals on Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today. Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
Play it safe this summer. Don't overload extension cords and read their warnings carefully. Connect with more summer safety ideas at sdge.com/safety.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message as your consumer advocate. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They are ready to assist you with all of your home needs, home financing needs. Story this morning, how retirees should assess their liquid assets. Number one, reassess your emergency fund. You need to have the funds liquid that you're going to be using. I like to have as much as possible. I recommend, if you can, about a year's worth of emergency funds available. Now, maybe you don't have to have them liquid. You know, CDs are good. If you've got a line of credit, that's good to use. I especially for seniors, I like the reverse mortgage line of credit because you can pay it back as well, and it's a relatively low interest rate. And then you also can take advantage of some tax benefits there. But reassess your emergency fund is number one. Consider the bucket system. In addition to the emergency fund, have cash components of your portfolio. Have cash components for home maintenance, automobile maintenance, things that are unexpected that you should expect, right? I mean, you know that you don't know when you're going to have a need for something in your car, but you know that the car is going to have some needs at some point in time. So you want to have a separate fund set aside there. And then have the idea of where are your next line of reserves coming from. A lot of these things have to do with what we'll get to the fourth point, maximize yield. You want to be able to maximize the yield on your investment accounts, and that only happens if you plan ahead. If you're selling investments when you want to instead of when you need to, you'll be far better off. I'm looking at the market right now, the market as identified by the Dow Jones. It's up, it's down right now 21 points, but it's at 18,500. That's a near record high. So if your emergency funds or any of these funds set asides are not funded fully, this is the time you want to be looking or considering selling when the market's high. You don't want to be selling on, well, let's see if I can find the exact date here. Right around January when the market was almost 3,000 points lower. So you don't want to sell then because you can never get that back. When you sell high, you can sell less, get the same value. That's why I say also you use the reverse mortgage, because if you had something, an event that happened in January when the market was at 16,100, you use the money from the reverse mortgage then. You pay it back when the market goes back to 18,000 and you're better off. You're not being forced to do things that are not in your best interest. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. I'm going to continue our conversation this morning with Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers. So one of the issues we just saw yesterday, that the new home market, new home sales came out, and the number was very, very strong, talking about people are out buying new homes right now. And when you walk into a new home office, they're going to want to get some information from you. Obviously, they want to market to you, but that's also going to dictate as to whether they're going to be cooperating with a real estate professional outside their office. That's why I say don't give them your real name. So first off, Linda, the contract that the new home facility uses, is it going to be the same as the California Association of Realtors, or does it have to be the same?
Does not have to be the same. Normally, it is not the same. Normally, it is a builder contract.
So a builder contract means it's going to be for the benefit and protection of?
That builder.
The builder, not the consumer. Do they, when they price a home, you know, when we price an existing home, it's all disclosed up front that there's a fee that's going to be paid to the listing agent and a fee that's going to be paid to the selling agent. Does that same type of thing apply with new homes?
Not necessarily. And matter of fact, the contract, the California contract right now does not indicate what the fee is going to be to the buying agent and selling agent. That actually is a separate agreement aside from the contract.
Okay.
So it's completely separate. But nevertheless, getting back to the fact that whether or not a builder contract is as equal. No, it's not. It's not equal. It's lopsided in favor of the builder, of course.
So the question that I wanted to get to as a consumer advocate is, who's there to look out for the consumer when they walk into that location?
If they're on their own, they're on their own. There isn't anyone.
Are they allowed to bring a real estate professional with them?
Normally, yes.
So that professional can has more experience. And then in that instance, are they going to use both contracts, or
They would probably still use the builder contract. But if you have somebody else who is a neutral party or somebody representing the buyers at that point, they'll better be able to explain the contract. And there might be times where you can delete something that's in the contract itself. It's just going to depend upon the individual builder and the demand for those homes. That's what it's going to really come down to.
And how or who is going to compensate the real estate professional?
Usually the builder will.
Okay, so
yeah.
So the builder is going to take care of that. So if you don't bring you don't lose anything by bringing, you're not going to get a better deal, so to speak.
That is correct. Once in a while, you might have a builder who said, well, you know, you're going to have to compensate your own agent, but that's rare. Most builders today, and in other states, by the way, it's very common for builders to work with realtors. In California, especially in Southern California in particular, it's probably a little newer concept than what it was years ago. But again, it gets back to the demand.
And I'm going to suggest here again that if you're looking at buying a new home, almost anywhere in Southern California, you're spending somewhere between $300,000 and multiple millions of dollars. You better know what you're doing, right? I mean, how do you...
True.
I mean, I'm going to say that you know, even myself, and I've looked at a lot of contracts, I would not be qualified to give somebody guidance, even though I've got a license. Again, a license is irrelevant as to qualification, right? The state says I'm qualified.
Well, the state said you passed a test.
Passed a test.
You
exactly.
passed a test. That's it. That's it. And that's all there is to it when you have a license.
Right. So again, you got to get great counsel when you're looking at buying new or existing homes. And I'm going to suggest have somebody looking out for you. That even the agents, Linda, the agents need to have a great broker they're working with. So they're also in that sense where they're getting the benefit of both sets of eyes and both sets of experience. Am I right?
True. Very true. You know, when it comes down to the contract, and I've said this before, and you and I've had this discussion before, but the contract is the foundation of the entire transaction. The contract itself is so essential. Whenever there's an issue, whenever there's a dilemma, any obstacle, you go back and you say, what does your contract say?
And that's a great way of doing it. That way there's none of this, he said, she said. You really, it's hard. I mean, I know that in 2007, there's a lot of people went out and said, well, you know, they told me and I didn't read what I signed. You know, that's kind of a shame on you from the consumer
Absolutely.
Standpoint.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. And one of the things I'm looking at, and I don't know, I want to get your opinion on this. I think we've gotten so electronic nowadays that I see a lot of people signing contracts with the DocuSign. And they do it on a phone. And it's made it very, very simple to sign. But I still think you got to spend some extra time there reading.
Without a doubt, especially the first time an offer is written, I had some people in the office not long ago, and they said, you can just send it to me electronically. And I said, you know, we just started working together, and this is your very first offer. If we're going to make other offers, that might be different. But this is the first one. We need to take the time. You need to allocate the time so we can actually review the contract. You've got to know what you're signing. You want to know what you're committing yourself to or you're not going to, you know, be entitled to, that sort of thing.
Well, one of the big issues there, it becomes obviously the earnest money deposit, right? Because if you don't follow the exact times on there, you could be subject to losing that money.
That's correct. It used to be called short for EMD, earnest money deposit. On the contract, it's now stated initial deposit.
Okay.
And it is, by the way, it is initial deposit because there could be a follow-up, a subsequent deposit. And there's a provision in the contract for an additional deposit above the initial deposit.
So I'm dating myself.
Well, okay, all right, maybe so. Well, yeah. Most agents, I will tell you, most people still call it the short, EMD for short.
Right.
Say how much a deposit the buyer needs to have. You know, it needs to be 3% of the EMD. Well, I know what they mean, but
sure.
The contract, and it always goes back to the contract, it says initial deposit.
And you got to read when you give up your rights to a refund of that.
Absolutely.
And I would assume that that's probably going to have different timing for a new home, new construction, as opposed to existing sales.
I would think so. And by the way, the California contract and the CAR attorneys, and I've heard them say this directly to me, that there are a lot of protections that are afforded a home buyer in the California contract during the contingency period, which is usually the first 17 days or the first 21 days, depending again on what you have spelled out in your contract. So it's weighted very heavily in front of the buyers to begin with to allow the buyers time to do their due diligence, to do their inspections, to do their investigations, to receive the disclosures, that sort of thing. And a new home builder contract is probably not going to be that beneficial to a buyer in the beginning.
Well, it's, you know, especially in California, right? Because we are very, very protective of the consumer as a state. And if you're looking at a consumer document like that, it's going to be more protective of the consumer. The builder is going to be looking out for one interest and one interest only,
the builder.
Themselves. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Great information. If you're thinking about buying a new home, get a hold of your real estate professional, just like an existing home. And that's why I say to you, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, thanks to you spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And thank you again for joining us, Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house. Every day, I'm going to pick up my phone.
You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-Twin Power Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the Big Wheel Magnum Bagger or the Liquid Cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory